This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
The Philadelphia Pretzel Factory is making limited edition Phillies-inspired World Series pretzels.
The P pretzels are based on their logo, and people buy them because it's a item that makes everybody's day.
And this owner tells me he's expecting to work a lot of hours next week.
A lot of my employees are, you know, already telling me if they win, then I'm going to be working here myself during the parade, which I did the first time. I opened my first store in 2008. 2 months later, they won the World Series, and it was me and my partner by ourselves. Not one employee came in that day.
So you stayed open?
That's it. We absolutely stay open.
And your employees ditched you?
Everyone. Even family members.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Romeo Carcello. He's the owner of the Pretzel Factory at the 23rd and Pashang store, which is the store closest to the stadium. And we are talking about your pea pretzels that have been inspired by the Phillies in the World Series. Now, you started this earlier, though, right?
I absolutely did. First game of the playoffs, I started.
All right, describe the pea
pretzels. The pea pretzels are based on their logo, and people buy them because it's a item that makes everybody's day. Whether you're an older fan, a younger fan, whether you can make it to the store or not, something small that can inspire someone.
Well, nothing's more Philly than a Philly pretzel.
This is absolutely true.
And a Philly pretzel in the shape of a pea that makes you think about the logo. We can't say that it's a Phillies because that's a copyright thing, right?
It absolutely is. Same reason why you can't say Super Bowl, you have to say big game. It's everything's copyrighted. It is what it is.
Okay, so your pee looks like you have no voice because you've been screaming?
Yes.
Were you at the game?
I was not. I was celebrating with family and friends on Broad Street after the game.
That's lasted a while.
It did. You know, it was nice to see finally my kids are old enough to have a drink with me, so it was nice. You know, the last time we could do this, it was 2017. The Eagles went to the Super Bowl and won it, and my kids were a little younger than drinking age.
Couldn't have a beer with you. All right, so the Philly Pretzel Factory has franchises around Philadelphia and outside of Philly.
Yeah.
So you, I assume, are in contact with some of those franchise owners?
Absolutely.
What are you seeing out there?
I am seeing a lot of Halloween stuff. I see a lot of pretzel-shaped peas. I see, you know, a lot of baseball-themed pretzels. You know, something for the moment. Pretty soon, the Eagles are undefeated. You're going to see Eagles E's out there. As soon as the series is over, it'll be Eagles. And that's the way it goes.
Yes.
Hopefully Sixers, Flyers. I mean, I've done
Union.
A lot of stuff in here. Union. I'm not quite sure if that's going to go over huge, but if it makes me money, I'll do it.
Right. What have the sales been like for your pea pretzels?
Sales are better during game days. It is a novelty item. You know, we have actually some delis that come and buy them and then try to resell them in their stores as a novelty item. So that's kind of cool. People trying to, you know, just prolong what's going on. Everybody trying to benefit financially off of the Phillies, you know, success. So I understand exactly where they're coming from.
And there's a lot of enthusiasm around the Phillies right now.
Absolutely, there is. There's no question.
And so what's the process like on game day when you make the peas?
The process starts extremely early. This is a bakery. We get in here about 4 o'clock in the morning. So there's a lot of people. There's a lot of interest. There's a lot of morning thing because it is a bakery. People forget that it is a bakery. You know, it is a breakfast item and as far as Philadelphians are concerned. So that's why we start early, and everything here is made fresh daily. So game day is really busy. This weekend is historically busy because of Halloween mixed with the World Series, mixed with the undefeated Eagles playing Sunday. I'm going to be up for long hours and being here long hours. I mean, I have no voice now.
Screaming for the Phillies, of course.
Yeah, that was, we had a lot of fun. We did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that kind of stuff.
So do you have to decide, like, what shape your pretzels are going to be early in the morning?
No, there'll be peas until the series is over.
You're going to have them.
Yeah, absolutely. Every day, just like you're looking at now, there's no question they'll be here.
And how many do you usually sell on game day?
50 to 75, you know, on a game day. We sell 25 every game day to a local deli around the corner who then resells them because he loves it in his store also. He's a big Phillies fan, so he kind of adds that. It's a local coffee shop. It's awesome. It's called Homegrown. They're great people. They're Philadelphia-based. You know, they're neighborhood kids that grew up in the neighborhood, and they sell it. So, you know, if we can make 50 to 75 more people happier, so be it. We had a classroom in the beginning on the very first series. A teacher came in and bought one for every classmate in there, and it was great. She sent me pictures. We put them on Facebook. The kids were holding the peas up. And, you know, that's all good, positive advertisement.
And you've other franchise owners are also doing the peas.
Absolutely. From what I see on Facebook and who I've talked to, yes. I mean, you'd be foolish not to. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, this is a Philadelphia-based company. It's called Philadelphia Pretzel Factory. So why not? You have to.
And the Phillies are in the World Series.
They're in the World Series. They absolutely are.
What's the feeling around the store?
A lot of my employees are, you know, already telling me if they win, then I'm going to be working here myself during the parade, which I did the first time. I opened my first store in 2008. 2 months later, they won the World Series, and it was me and my partner by ourselves. Not one employee came in that day. So
Are you planning on working?
Absolutely. It was incredibly busy. I can't skip that because, you know, the World Series will be already over with. The Broad Street Party will be over with. And, you know, let the parade go down. I'll be here.
So people have to eat. The parade makes people hungry, you know.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I mean, it's, you know, the thing is that when they go to Broad Street for the parade, there's no parking, so they park here, and this is where the business comes from. You know, same thing with the Eagles. The Eagles parade was amazing. Again, by ourselves, we were. So, you know.
So you stayed open.
That's it. We absolutely stay open.
And your employees ditched you?
Everyone. Even family members.
They said, "See, we're going to the parade."
My niece, my sister, yes. They were gone.
So you're preparing.
I am 100% preparing.
How are you preparing for that?
I get up a little earlier, you know, get things done what I can the night before, and just pop on the lights and wish for the best. That's it. That's all I can do.
You make a lot of sales, though?
Yes. It was the Eagles parade was probably our busiest single day of financial gain. It was amazing. The Phillies parade and the Eagles parade were 1 and 2. And then every year, New Year's Eve's pretty busy for us. So, you know, it's our busiest day is New Year's Eve. Second busiest day is, how about Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of Valentine's pretzels?
Again, hearts. We make heart-shaped pretzels in a bouquet, which has become very popular. You know, it just seems like it's a cheap, inexpensive way to say I love you, or, you know, it's a great gesture for a pretzel lover.
Can't eat roses.
No, you cannot eat roses, and they die.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they die.
Right. So what reactions have you been getting to the pea pretzels?
Like I told you today, the gentleman came in. He was an older gentleman. He came into the store. He saw them in the box. He bought something else and then bought a Phillies pea and told us the story about his older uncle who wasn't going to be able to make it, and that would make his day, and that's where we are today. I mean, he's, you know, it's not just about the person buying it, it's about who they're bringing it to, what smile is going to be on somebody else's face at the end of the day. So if we could stick more coin in our pocket and make more people happier, I'm good with that. You know what else I have to say about that? And I don't know if anybody aware of this, and I've seen some people post it on Facebook and some other people are just a little nicer. Forget pretzels. Forget what, you know, what business you have. People are opening doors. People are smiling. People say good morning to you. Just, you know, there was 30,000 people celebrating on Broad Street. You know how many fights? Zero. You know how many people got shot? Zero. You know, it's people are just a little nicer when things are going the right way. If it's sports that makes people not get physical, then I'll take it all day long. Everybody's in a better mood. You know, you go in the Wawa, people open a door for you. You know what I mean? It's before, they would slam it in your face. You know, it's just, it is what it is.
You think, are people like, were they under a lot of stress with the pandemic? And like, does Philly need this?
I think the whole world needs this. This is not a pandemic, wasn't a Philly thing. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it hits close to home. It's nice to see everybody out, going to Halloween parties, going to games without a mask on. You know, it's just, being social again. I mean, who doesn't want that?
You know, so you sense that people's moods are starting to.
I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to last. So, yeah. I'm optimistic, but I'm not saying that, you know, at the end of this series, if people are still going to open doors and smile, still the rudest city in America, from what I understand.
Right, it is Philly after all. I mean, go back.
Give me some attitude.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
A little bit.
I agree with that. I mean, it is what it is. As long as they ain't giving it to me.
All right, your favorite part about selling the Phillies-inspired pea pretzels?
The financial gain. I do. I like the idea of it. I mean, you know, we started a long time ago, and we did the underdog dog bones when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl. They were incredible. I have to say, they outsold the peas easily. They did. The Philly dog bones, when they did that whole dog thing, barks, were underdogs. The dog bones were outstanding sales when the Eagles. So I'm a football fan, so I really enjoyed that.
I remember that.
Yeah, the dog bones. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah. They were huge. Yeah. They were huge. My computer screen downstairs is the dog bone thing that we put out, the promo thing. It was really big when that happened. And it was a guy's idea from up, I believe, in Langhorne. He made the first one. It was a real easy make. You know, you tied each end and looked like a dog bone. And that's how it all started. Wow. And then, you know, that was a bigger craze than the peas were, I can tell you that.
Well, let's wait until Monday. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm optimistic. You know, they're underdogs in this series big time, so maybe we need to make dog bones again, because they are. They're a big, big underdog in this series now. They've been an underdog. They're a sixth seed in the playoffs, so maybe a dog bone wouldn't be a bad idea. People are going to say, what's that for? And then you got to go through the whole explaining why they're in there, because the Phillies are underdogs. And then you hope you don't get people, oh, that's an Eagles thing, and, you know, that's why you don't want to do that. I think the Phillies might stay the peas.
You're still trying to figure
if it was easier.
Oh, is it hard to make a baseball?
Yeah, to bake it and all, you'd have to charge a lot more money. See, people, again, it's a cheap, inexpensive way to keep your spirit. You know, if I make something else that I have to charge $5 for, you're not going to sell them. Oh, well, that looks good, but I'll pass.
Yeah.
So, you know. Maybe people are still frugal.
I mean, inflation, pandemic.
It is. You know, thank God that pretzels are still, you know, economically safe. And everybody can come here for lunch for, you know, pennies on the dollar. You know, I've been out to restaurants lately, and it's like sticker shock when you get the check. Everything you do these days is that way.
So how much will a pea cost you?
They're $2 a piece. We used to do custom pretzels years ago for $1 a piece. But again, inflation, flour. Everything just went up. You know, it's just smarter, and it has to happen. $2 or $2 a piece. And that's still relatively very cheap. $2 doesn't buy too much these days. So, you know, I think with that price point, I think that hopefully they win a few games in this series and go on to win this series. That would be incredible.
Yeah.
That would be something.
And you'll be here all by yourself.
I'll be here all by myself, and I'll be smiling doing it. I don't mind that. You know, at the end of the day, it is my business. I don't expect people, because you don't know. You could took 50 years for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. So, you know what I mean? It took a long time. So you know, could you imagine? You know, the Phillies, the last time was 2008. Underdog. This city's an underdog mentality. Listen, I've seen bigger underdogs. The Phillies, I mean, the Eagles were huge underdogs. Backup quarterback. You know, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm optimistic, though. You know, I'm one of them guys, you know, game by game. I don't look at it as a whole. You know, I'm looking to win one game in Houston, come back to Philadelphia, scare somebody, make somebody nervous, and you never know what could happen.
What are your expectations for sales and for people's reactions to the pea on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
I'm looking for bigger things Friday and Saturday. I mean, that's still the World Series. So I'm looking for party trays for house parties and other things like that, because everybody's going to have house parties, whether they're home or away. But when they're away, more house parties, because you can't go to the game. Unless you're going to fly to Houston and spend major money, you know. And I've seen some of the ticket prices now for opening night here is $1,000 for standing room, and you don't even get a seat with that. So my son asked me if we could go, and I'm not telling you the answer. No way.
You're like, have a pretzel.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, he's an employee here also, but he won't be here for the parade.
He's going to ditch you too.
He'll be ditching me, yes.
You're already planning on the parade day already.
Why not be optimistic? Why not?
All right.
I hope so very much.
Romeo Carcello is owner of the Pretzel Factory here at 23rd and Pashunk. It's the closest store to the stadium, and I really do wish you the best of luck. Anything else you want to add?
Go Phillies.
And where can people order the peas online?
At PhiladelphiaPretzelFactory.com.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.